WWA Mobile.
My name's Steve, KN4TFW.
Get my squelch set. So what's going on, man? It's not a bad weekend so far.
Yeah, I heard that. It allowed me to get my grass cut, so that was the big project of the way. Just headed over to Staples to pick up some ink for the printer.
Fun printing pictures and doing fun stuff with that instead of doing functional work stuff.
Job is no work once I pull out of the gate.
Good. Oh, man, I tell you what. I sank my truck yesterday. Some equipment for a doctor, and I went to hook up to my trailer, and man, let me tell you what. I backed up to the trailer where I normally keep it. It's not a problem. The next thing I know, I'm looking down at the trailer, and the daggone trailer jack is down in the mud. Well, I figured out that the thing had to be lifted up out of the mud because it kept cranking and it wasn't coming up. So I got it lifted up out of the mud and cranked it back and got it hooked up to the truck, and I looked at this truck and I said, wait a minute, that bumper's sitting awful low. And I walked around to the other side of the truck and the daggone tires had sank up to the center chunk on the differential.
Can you say it rained a little bit?
Hog strangler.
Yesterday we were in, it was gosh awful terrible.
Else too. I haven't done any real radio control flying in 30 years, and I got cranked back up with it about 3 weeks ago, 3-4 weeks ago. And I managed to get back out there, get back in the air, and I haven't busted anything yet. And, you know, it being early spring, or late winter, early spring, the winds are up, you know, the Ides of March. Well, I went over there this morning, 73 degrees, dead calm air. It was just beautiful.
Must be over there with Dave.
Well, my buddy Dave is I believe he is prioritizing his time to make sure that his home stays beautiful. He said he was replacing some wood on a deck, I think. And he said that his wife said that was a priority.
Priorities, they got to be right first, and then you can do your play stuff, right?
I went down early this morning, got my lawn mowers all serviced up for the season, and got them all fixed up, cleaned out, started up, ready to run. And I'll hit my grass for the first time next week and then throw some weed killer down. And then I went over and flew a while. And I figured I'd better get back to the house and haul the trash off before Mama gets upset.
Early this morning before 8 o'clock, hauled that trash and cleaned out a flower bed and cut and bagged the whole yard, took the dog for a walk, and now it's just a couple of errands, and then it's going to be rest time. But I've destinated here at Staples, so I'll say 73, and hope you have an awesome rest of your day, and I'll catch you later. KN4TFW.
One more time. Is it KN4TMW?
Tango Foxtrot Whiskey.
Got it. Okay. Well, listen, you have a good afternoon. Don't spend too much money. And be sure this afternoon to do a close eyelid inspection. I'm going to when the rain starts. KN4VWA, clear.
Roger that. Have a good one, Steve.
KN4WRO.
What's happening, baby?
I'm sitting here chasing a few parks on the air. Hey, you know, there are three things that will never do you any good while you're flying, right?
Go ahead.
The runway behind you and the gas you left behind.
You're a very, very smart fella. So are you experienced at all three?
Really? I guess I got, about 2,000 hours, and I only had maybe one or two little, okay, we better reevaluate this.
Yep. Well, my dad flew also, and he and I had a Mooney Super 21, and great aircraft. But, you know, with that variable pitch prop, we had limited out our hours, and we needed to get it zero time, so we sent it off to Hartzell down in Florida. And we got it back, and we had a retired Air Force One Star that was an AP, he helped us put that prop back on, and he certified it and signed off on it, and everything beautiful. We flew that prop about 6 hours on that prop. We'll let it drop. And Dad was leaving the Columbia Airport with that One Star in tow, and they got about 50 or 75 feet up in the air on departure, and that prop departed.
No. Did it have a boarding pass, KB4CBA?
Joe got away, and let me tell you what the issue was. Hey, David, FAA came out. We all did a FOD walk on the runway, had the Columbia Air Force shut down for about an hour and a half. Did a FOD walk, got it all together, got all the pieces picked up, and the FAA and the NTSB came out there and checked it out. And, man, let me tell you what. Dad got a brand new engine and a brand new prop from Hartzell, because Hartzell had used inferior bolts that had voids in the bolts, that held the prop onto the flange of the end of the engine. And they had broke off.
Hey, Dave. Yeah, that definitely ruined your day for sure. But, you know, like they say, you know, a buddy of mine, when he went to flight school in the Army, you know, the instructor told him, hey, looky here, you're climbing into something that was built by the cheapest bidder.
What you mean? So, are you guys being productive husbands today? And that includes you, David.
I really haven't produced a whole lot today. I went to a tennis tournament down in Anderson with my league, but I didn't play. I was a sub. And then I went to a birthday party at Cleveland Park. And so now I'm going over to my mother-in-law's to get me a big bowl of banana pudding.
Just noticed that we don't have a tail squelch on our transmission end.
But I really didn't pay attention to it.
Transmission when we let go.
Yeah, I didn't notice it until you mentioned it.
Call me a stickler for little details and silly stuff. Now, I tell you what, I'm being a good boy today. I got to go fly just a little bit this morning. Got to take care of my lawnmowers earlier than that, and now I'm doing the trash. I'm being a good, productive, honeydew husband today.
Got some work out of you.
Got a big old hickory stick. She keeps after him. So she keeps him in line.
I can believe that. N4WRO.
WA, and I'm going to tell you both, I've got her trained. You know that?
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, right.
No, I do. She don't bruise me where it shows anymore.
Well, that I can believe.
Smart.
Whips the daylights out of me, beats the tar out of me, so I'll do more, and it just does it where I can't go to anybody and say, oh, what's she done to me? As a matter of fact, there was a couple of the elderly ladies at church, and I went in and I said, oh, how you doing, Steve? Yeah, I leaned over and I showed him the top of my head. I said, I must be doing pretty good. I ain't got no new dents. Look at that.
Good thing. You know, as tall as you and I are, you know, I was just telling my nephew that I've walked into a ladder on a truck, pickup truck, in a parking lot because I was looking down. I wasn't watching where I was going.
I walked in. I raised my garage door up. You know that one on my building. And I didn't raise it all the way up because it was raining. And when it quit raining, I went to go out. And I was looking down at some stuff I was carrying, trying to balance it, and walked right into the bottom of that garage door. Man, let me tell you what. About 5 minutes later, when I managed to get up, oh, boy.
We were on vacation. We had this 95 Jeep Grand Cherokee and had the back hatch open. And I walked right into the point of the hatch on the corner, and it was real pointed right in my forehead. And it just about knocked me to the ground.
Hey, Bill, and you know this, having a diesel pickup truck. You know when you got that little hitch coming out of the back of your receiver, and you're walking around the back of your truck, and you put your tailgate up, and you go back around and you forget that you got your hitch in there, and you bang your shin bone on that hitch? What a cuss.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. More than I care to remember.
Right there on the front of that bone on the front of your shin.
Yeah, right.
It's hurting, KB4CVA.
I know that David's known as our great philosopher, right?
Oh, yeah. I do a lot more listening than talking, and, there's been some interesting conversations.
What's on the air that you've hit? What frequency are they on?
Right now I'm working 40. I work them on 40, 20, 17. I've actually got some on 2 meter.
Are you hitting them CW or voice?
Nah, voice, and I got a couple on FT4, FT8, maybe 3 or 4. But yeah, I've got, 285 confirmed or something.
Wow. You're smoking it. Now, wait a minute. I guess you're going to say that you got those 285 in 2 days, right?
No.
Hey, oh, and by the way, that was pretty cool where you got that guy. Where was that? Puerto Rico?
No, it was Aruba. He was contesting, but or just DX, and I honestly don't know which, but he was in Aruba, South America.
Oh, yeah. Aruba's, it's not too hard to get. They're on there quite a bit. But, yeah, there's a big contest going on this weekend.
20, and most people are on like 225, 226, or sometimes you'll catch them on 50. This guy was on 75, the exact frequency, I don't remember. I have to go look at the log, and I'm in the car right now. But anyway, and then there was a guy in Puerto Rico, but he had so many people. He had such a pile up, I finally just gave up trying to get him.
They got that last man standing contest running here for the next, 24 hours maybe. It's been running for 3 or 4 days. Talk about pile-ups. Man, you ought to hear him on those.
Listen, guys, I'm going to have to bail out on you for about 4 or 5 minutes here. I got to dump the back of the truck out of all this trash, so I'll be back in just a few minutes. KM4VWA.
Nah, come on back. N4WRO.
I guess I'll be back in here in just a second. I'm almost at my mother-in-law's house. I'm in the neighborhood, having to watch my speed. And I'm also, don't tell anybody, but I don't have my driver's license with me. I keep my wallet and all that personal stuff in my tennis bag because, you know, tennis shorts don't have back pockets. And, you know, so I just took my bag out of the car and I texted my wife and she said, "You're not coming to the party." And I went, "Oh, yeah, I forgot about that." And I just jumped in the car and took off. And then I got down the road and I realized I said, you don't have your wallet.
That's one of the oops moments.
My driver's license number, and they could look it up for that matter, but I have that memorized, and hopefully they'd let me off. If not, they'd write me a ticket, and c'est la vie is all I can say. Well, I'm in the driveway here to collect my big bowl of banana pudding, so I'm going to do that, and I'll be back in just a minute. KB4CBA.
Ah, Davey, I need to get off here anyway. I got to go up in the house here and do a couple things real quick. I'll be back on a little bit later. And 4WRO, don't eat too much of that pudding. See ya. Bye.
WA, back mobile. Where'd y'all go?